Right now, time to bring in Brian Ross. It is time for Real News, a show that Brian brings to us every Thursday morning here on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, Brian. How are you this morning?
I'm well, Marshall. Good morning to you. Bright, crisp morning here, Sharon.
It's a crisp morning, and we're going to have decent weather up until Friday. Then Friday, a pretty good rain will fall. And then by Saturday, it'll clear out, be brisk the rest of the weekend. But I have that fall feel to the air. Well, the fall feel is already in the air because it's election time. And that means, of course, the president is back out on the stump with his rallies. And Joe Biden is visiting states. And general mayhem is ensuing in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. Well, tonight, both candidates for president, Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump, will be on rival networks with rival town halls. And there's outrage within the ranks at NBC that they would agree to schedule the Trump town hall at the exact same time as Joe Biden's. Of course, remember, Trump bailed out of what was going to be a debate tonight because he didn't want to do it virtually, didn't want his mic to be able to be cut. So he's been able to persuade NBC to give him a real gift, which he can go up head-to-head against Joe Biden. Not that anybody who's watching Biden would necessarily want to watch Trump. But these are big decisions the network's made, and we'll see what happens tonight. But you won't be able to watch both unless you've got a VCR or a recording, or you've got two screens in your den.
And maybe some Quaaludes to calm you down. But you know,
absolutely. Well, you know, we see the polls. There's, you know, everyone's whispering now, could there be a landslide? And then everyone's hesitant to say that because of, you know, what happened 4 years ago, and the outcomes was such a surprise to so many of the professional pundits.
You know, and I'm looking. I don't watch Twitter. Twitter is infuriates me. Facebook is bad enough, but Twitter is even worse because it's less. But a lot of people are complaining, and they don't understand what the journalists and other people in the NBC news department are concerned about. Not that Donald Trump is going to do a town hall on NBC. Yeah, it seems a little contrary to what they do, but that's not their problem. The problem is for NBC News to schedule it the way they scheduled it. And
right. And
that has made a lot of journalists unhappy because that just – that shows that Donald Trump told them what he wanted and what they accepted. And
that's right. That's exactly right. That's, I think, the right way to read into it. Couldn't it be at 10 o'clock tonight, or couldn't it be tomorrow night? So if you're actually interested, among those few who are still undecided, you can watch both. But no, as you suggest, I think NBC essentially capitulated to the demands of Donald Trump. And, you know, they did have it. NBC had a town hall with Joe Biden last week, so fair enough. But does it have to be at the exact same time as the ABC broadcast? I don't think so.
All right. Now, here's something that I keep saying. I don't know who's going to win the election. I really don't. I've been disappointed far more times than I've been happy in my lifetime with elections. But there's one thing that makes this election so different to me, and you can comment on this, and that is when Bernie Sanders ran in the primaries against Hillary Clinton, the amount of money Bernie Sanders raised and the actual percentage of delegates, which I think was 42%, he garnered, should have been a big warning sign to the Democratic National Committee that they had a Democratic socialist running against the former First Lady, and she was struggling to beat him in money raising, and she was struggling, you know, losing 42% of the delegates going into the convention. This time, you look at this. Joe Biden just announced last night the latest fundraising, $383 million.
He's raising money hand over fist. He's well ahead of Donald Trump in terms of available cash in the next 2.5 weeks. And we shouldn't say the election is in 2.5 weeks. It's right now. People are voting right now. You know, my wife and I have mailed in our ballots to get ahead of the curve, and others in the Sharon and Connecticut and around the world, around the country, are doing the same thing.
But, you know, you look at the money that he's raising, which means he's got a lot of – hey, I was a Bernie Sanders supporter. I've been sending $27 a month to Bernie Sanders for years. I switched over, and I sent mine to Joe Biden. Do I support as much of what Joe Biden does as Bernie Sanders? No, not even close. But I wanted to stay involved, and so I switched over my $27 a month, and I think a lot of people for Bernie Sanders did that as well. And then you have additional independence, I think. You can see the strength in a candidate by their fundraising ability nowadays. And I'll say this right out. The big money that Joe Biden raised was early. If you see his average donations, I think, are around $30-some dollars a donation. So he is getting this from individual peoples. And
a lot from the internet, but let's not also forget the big money boys watching all this. They've decided where to put their bets.
That's exactly right.
That's on Joe Biden. So, from the big and small, Biden is outraising Trump. And as you say, it is an indication of the level of support. And that's one way to essentially support a candidate is to send money. And as we've seen, certain Democratic candidates for Senate around the country, including in South Carolina, are receiving huge amounts of money online from people not just in South Carolina, eager to defeat Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell.
Now, also a couple of the stories that broke yesterday was the big investigation by the Attorney General Barr. And that's his second investigation that he did to please Donald Trump. Once again, fell flat on its face like the first investigation about election fraud fell flat on its face. The president is 0 for 2. And yet he still claims that the crimes were committed.
The president's furious now with his own attorney general. He didn't get the result he wanted. And whatever Barr is, I guess he's not prepared to just completely make it up and bring criminal charges. And he's got an entire Justice Department of people who are career professionals who have shown some backbone. They're not going to go along with the extremes that Barr has been pushing. Yes, they may do an investigation, but this report on the so-called unmasking on behalf of the Obama administration was a big nothing burger. It went nowhere. We all knew it wouldn't go anywhere, and in fact, it hasn't.
And then the other story, which kind of broke yesterday, and that is that the federal government for 3 years has been investigating suspected ties of foreigners to the Trump campaign cash.
Yes, indeed. And, that's always a concern. And I recall, when I was still at ABC, investigating money that went to Bill Clinton that came from Chinese sources. Foreign governments, foreign actors would like to influence our election. There's just no doubt about it. And they'll do it with whoever they think have a way in. And, let's not disregard that both Democrats and Republicans have ended up in the crosshairs of foreign actors, sometimes willing to take their cash, sometimes not.
And I decided to take the leap yesterday and publicly make some comments on my personal page that people that are just fretting over the Supreme Court nomination that is going on right now have got to understand something. It is a done deal. There's no way the Democrats can stop it. Unless this person did something so hideous it pops up. But that's not going to happen. So what Democrats have to look at is if they really want to change the direction, they've got to get out and vote. I'll say the same things for the Republicans that want to reelect Donald Trump. If you want to keep things going in the same direction, you got to get out and vote. And if you keep the office of the presidency and you hold on to the Senate, you're in good shape if you're the Republicans. But if you're the Democrats and you can take over the Senate, keep control of the House, and win the presidency, well, then you can do some pretty drastic things, which I think they will do after the election to kind of even things out. I mean, but all this worrying about what's going on now, I mean, there's nothing anybody can do. Elections have consequences, and people that don't support Donald Trump and don't support the Supreme Court picks, well, guess what? The elections have consequences.
No, Amy Coney Barrett has come across as, well-qualified, brilliant, and skillful at evasion. She has ducked all the substantive questions. But we know from her writings where she stands. And we also know an area where she tried to duck questions and I think was less skillful was the fact that after Trump put her on the list of people who were possible candidates, she then wrote several key law review articles that would essentially satisfy the president as to what he was looking for in terms of the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, it's, I mean, over the years...
But, as you say, it's a done deal.
Yeah, it's a done deal. I mean, I'm a progressive, so I nobody can... But you get to a point where you just have to drop the angst and say, okay, now I guess it's up to me to go and speak to as many people as I can speak to and tell them why I think they should vote this way, and these are my reasons. And that's what people have to do. You have to leave this go in the past now and move on to the future, and if you truly believe things are wrong, vote against the administration. And if you truly believe things are all great, vote with the administration. I mean, I
people. Marshall, are you going to vote in person or are you going to mail it in?
I'm going to go in person. I'm an old-fashioned guy. It's going to take me up here in Salisbury. They set up about 10 booths, and even if there's a line of 20 people, it wouldn't take more than 10-15 minutes to vote.
Right.
By putting in a dot. So I'm an old-fashioned type of guy. I like to vote.
Let me just close with the point that, yes, that's true in Salisbury and Sharon, Connecticut. It'd be easy to vote. But
no,
in places
place
like
else.
Georgia and Texas, Republicans have made it extremely difficult to vote, especially in communities where people of color live predominantly. Long lines, we're seeing them already, exacerbated, of course, by the pandemic, but unnecessarily long lines, which make it difficult to vote. And I think in the end, it may backfire. It may just actually cause people to really go with a passion that they haven't had before.
Well, one thing I've noticed about the coverage of all the lines of voters down south, you don't see many red caps. You can look at these videos yourself and see it. There's lines with literally 1,000 people in them, and you don't see many red caps.
Absolutely. Well, they're going to make America better, they say, but they're without a hat.
We'll see what happens. But we've got about 18, 19 days now to the election, I guess, not that far.
Not that far at all. And, you know, as we say, the election actually is underway now. It's the new normal. People are going to vote well in advance. You've got 10, 11 million people already cast ballots. That's a huge number. And as you say, we have a good sense of primarily how those people are voting. So at the moment, it's still, Joe Biden has a commanding lead in all the polls. And his people are just crossing their fingers that holds up. It doesn't somehow, he doesn't stumble or trip up somehow, or the polls are just dead wrong.
Well, just look at the election from 4 years ago, where you had two unpopular candidates running, plus an independent ticket as well. I think it was about 135, 140 million turned out to vote. So right now, with 10 to 12 million people down, you already have 10% of last year's electorate that have voted already, and you still have almost 10, 15, 20 days before the election. So it's going to be a huge, huge pre-vote turnout, no doubt about it.
And we'll see where we are in 3 weeks, whether we have a result on a Thursday morning, 2 days after the election.
Seriously, Dad. Even if you have a result, you're not going to have a result. There's too many lawyers that have been hired.
They're ready to go.
Brian, it's always great to talk to you. I'll check with you next week.
Same to you, Marshall. Have a good week.
Bye-bye. Brian Ross with Real News here on Robin Hood Radio.